Okay, we're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Vayera. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. So the Netivot Shalom says, we'll get there. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe v'yom alav ani Hashem. Hashem appears to Moshe in the beginning of the parasha. He says, I am Hashem. Vayera l'Avram and Yitzhak v'le'yakov v'le'shadar ushmi Adonai lo nodati lahem. I appeared to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov with the name Kel Shakai, and I did not reveal the tetragram unto them. Neve'er ha'inyan she'anaga b'me avot hayta rak b'shem Shakai ushmi avaya. We have to explain, what does it mean that in the days of the forefathers, Hashem ran the show, so to speak, Hashem revealed himself to them with the name Shakai and without the name, the tetragrammaton. And when it comes time for the Exodus, suddenly Hashem starts taking us and leading us with the tetragrammaton. We can explain based on what the Holy Rav, the Maggid of Koznitz, said in his commentary on the Be'er Agula of the Maharal, "Dikasher bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu ta'olam od b'term kol yitzir nivra kvar nikva kol seder hanaga shel habriya." That when Hashem created the world, before He created any creature, Hashem already established the order in which the world would run. V'zman kol ha'moraot v'amikrim sheikru ad sof kol ha'dorot. And Hashem already had a timetable for what would happen. Nothing was created yet, but the plan was there. And within the natural order of things, there is a more internal order of things. Just as if we were describing a wheel, and you have the wheel that's turning, and you have the spokes, and what's the center wheel called? Yeah, all the spokes connect to a center wheel. So sometimes you could have one wheel turning this way and another wheel turning that wheel within a wheel. You have a wheel within a wheel. Yes? Sometimes you have wheels within wheels. And by the same token, the order of nature is like a dual wheel, an external wheel that's turning and a wheel within a wheel. Shehi anaga alyona lemala mikol seder v'loach hazmanim. That's the internal wheel. You know, how do you get a car to move? You see the external wheel, it seems like that's what's moving the car. No, it isn't. There's a force inside. There's an engine that's moving a much smaller, what's it called? Axis. Right? Axle. Right. It's moving the axle. It's making the axle turn the wheel. No? Isn't that how a car works? Okay. So, Hashem is like that internal axle that's moving the external wheel, and there's this plan, the direction that the world has to take, which is really the drive behind what we see, which are the external causes for what happens. And that plan is headed somewhere. And that plan is not bound by any order or time. But that plan plays itself out depending on where we stand in the world. And that's the idea that Hashem says, if you go in accordance to the Torah, then you could change the plan. According to schedule, Mashiach is supposed to come in 300 years. But you do things right and He could come tomorrow. So there's a big plan, but you know what? If you move forward the way you should, you could make things happen earlier.
I'm for that.
Okay, so that's up to us now. That's he's saying there's the internal wheel that moves the external wheel, and that wheel is directly correlated to the way we behave. And if Adam would have stood up to the test, if he would not have tasted from the forbidden fruit, then he would have completed the job on this earth. We wouldn't have needed another exile. There wouldn't have been all the harm and pain that's around today. If Israel wouldn't have sinned, the temple wouldn't have been destroyed. And a similar idea you find by the grandfather of Slonim. He explains, there seems to be contradiction in what our sages taught. In one place, our sages said, "Adam nidon b'rosh hashanah, v'adam nidon b'chol yom." And in one place, our sages say, a person is judged in the beginning of the year, And in another place, our sages say a person is judged daily. Shiyesh anagal pisedov zman anikvat al piadin b'rosh hashana l'chol hashana. That there's a way in which Hashem guides the world that's time contingent, and that's decided on Rosh Hashanah. Ach yesh anagal pnimit ilait. But within this whole big plan for the year, there's a more internal plan. And that, shehile malamazman, that's not contingent on time, umkol nyanei seder umishtal. And that's not contingent on any plan. Votam manhiga kadosh baruch hu v'chvodo v'atzmo, and that plan, Hashem, that running of the world, is Hashem doing Himself. Ve'ina nimseot bidei af echad ma'asrim v'amazalot. It has nothing to do with the order of the angels or a person's mazal. And that could change even after what was decided in the beginning of the year. In the beginning of the year, it was decided that there would be who knows what for the people of Israel the coming year. And then so-and-so does a big mitzvah. The other person does a big mitzvah. People stand up to life's challenges and they change the way things should play themselves out. So there's a big plan that's decided on Rosh Hashanah. And then there's a minuscule but more powerful plan that's decided on a daily basis. It says about the ladder that Yaakov saw in his dream. He saw a ladder firmly implanted in the earth, but the head was on in the sky, and Hashem was on top of him. There's a ladder that's implanted in earth that depends, you have to build stage after stage. That's the order of Rosh Hashanah. Hashem decides how things should play themselves out this year. Then there's the idea that Hashem is directly over him, that Hashem directly watches each person, and Hashem says, okay, if he does this, then things are going to play themselves out differently. And that's the capacity that we each have to change the course of history. And this is one of the most important concepts in Jewish thought. The idea that individuals can change the course of history. You read popular history books, you read popular theories of world history, they'll tell you there are so many forces at play. There are so many things that trigger change in the world. You're a small pawn in the greater picture. When we read history, we look at it differently. We look at it that each individual had capacity to change it. You read Chazal, they say, why did the destruction of the temple happen? They zone in. Oh, Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. Look at that. There were sages there. One person was shamed. Everyone was silent. That moment was the pivotal moment. That's what decided Jewish faith. Really? But that's the way Chazal viewed it. Chazal said, we have to look at the responsibility we have, that sometimes our actions can be the trigger of a much greater good, our actions can be the trigger of a much greater bad. And our actions impact the world. That gives us responsibility, it gives us the capacity to change. Chazal come and say, when Bar Kamtza came to the temple, so Zecharia ben Avkulas, the chief rabbi, could have decided to kill Bar Kamtza, not to let him go back and tell the Romans that we're rebelling against them. But he erred, he didn't. So then the sages say, oh, it's his fault. There's a discussion in the Gemara, who's the one? So many mistakes. The sages say we could have lasted the siege if not for those people who burnt down the storage houses to force the Jews to fight the Romans. Each time Chazal zoom in, they say, look, that person made the difference. And Chazal repeatedly teaches that individuals can make a difference. The Torah teaches us that too. The Jewish people are standing at the sea, and Nachshon ben Aminadav charges forward, and no one else was charging. God said, go, and no one's budging. Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone else is standing by, Jews being beaten to death, but Moshe Rabbeinu stands up to the call. He's not going to let it happen. He risks his own life. He loses his position as prince, but he does it for a fellow Jew. He's not going to be quiet. You have the midwives who aren't willing to kill the Jewish babies. Every time you have those stars, people who rise up to the challenge and they change the course of history. And that Chazal repeatedly train us to view the world as a world where we have responsibility and capacity to change. And that's what he's saying. There are two decisions in heaven. There's a major, a macro decision that happens on Rosh Hashanah. There's a micro decision that happens every day. And that micro decision can override the macro decision. That's on a daily basis. That's each individual, and that's Hashem Himself involved in the picture. And based on this understanding, we can understand that the different names of Hashem reflect different ways in which Hashem is running the world. The word Shakai, that's a name that reflects Hashem's limiting. Kedita bechazal, as our sages taught, shivat shebeet shenivra harakei haya mitpashet v'olech bli gvul. That Hashem created the heavens, and they just kept expanding. Limitless expansion. Ad shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'olam dai. At some point Hashem said, enough. We don't know what that means, right? What happens when you reach the edge? We don't know. V'neetzar harakei haya mitpashet od. And then the heavens stopped expanding. V'inyano anagal pi seder u'mishtar. So the idea of Shakai, from the word dai, that Hashem runs the world with an order, and Hashem says there are limits to the world. That's what you see with the forefathers. Hashem is running the world with an order. That in their days Hashem doesn't do the miracles of 10 plagues. ורק ביציאת מצרים נתגלתה בחינת ההנהגה בשם הוויה. ההנהגה הניסית העליונה שהקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו מנהיגה ואינה מוסרה לאחר. Hashem says, I'm running the show. That's the idea of Makas Bechoros. Hashem says, I'm going to see who deserves to die and who doesn't. I'm going to get involved. And Hashem's involvement, שהיא למעלה מכל סדרים וצמצום. Hashem says, I'm going to run the world in a way that's limitless. That's the 10 plagues. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Debgulat Mitzrayim, Shadad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Marachot HaTeva. Part of what happens the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Hashem says, there is no nature in the world. I'm going to make everything turn on its face. The water in the Nile won't be water. The frogs that stay in the Nile won't stay in the Nile. The wild animals that are supposed to stay in the and be afraid of civilization will come into civilization. The animals that are supposed to be in civilization will drop dead. Nothing's going to take its natural course. So finally you reach a point, fire and water are coming down with hail, the sun doesn't shine its normal shine, and finally people don't live in their normal lives. All the firstborn drop dead. Hashem says, I'll show you, there is no nature. I'm here. All the running of the world was beyond nature. Hashem says, I'm going to show you, I am here. It's a totally different world than the world of the forefathers. A whole country suddenly gets turned upside down because Hashem says, I want to show them, I'm running the world. A Yam Suf splits. The people come in, the Jews have it split here, they have it crashing on their head there, the Jews have dry land here, the Egyptians have mud over there. Nothing is natural. I'll show you. Clouds ordinarily in heaven are suddenly before and after the Jewish people, you have clouds surrounding them. Ordinarily people are walking in the dark, Hashem sends a pillar of fire. Nothing natural. Night is a night, day isn't day. But I'm involved, Hashem says. That's what's happening here in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Very different than what Hashem did with the forefathers. And we'll pick up here next time, Mizrach.